Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Partee and he is out, Lake applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Christman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor takes first base on ball 4. Partee moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to third for the out. Lazor moves to second. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lazor moves to third. Lake moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsome hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Newsome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Lupien steals second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sundra hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarilla hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazor bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake is walked intentionally. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Partee moves to third. Lake moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Partee scores. Lake scores. Dobson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lazor. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Newsom, who throws to Doerr, who tags Burns for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Partee reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to third. Lazor moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake is walked intentionally. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Partee scores. Lazor moves to third. Lake moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovich bunts for a double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.